In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 28th of July. Great, as always, to have you along, everybody. I am no betting man, but this one's probably easy money. At some point in her acceptance speech tonight, Hillary Clinton is going to talk about international trade and how she is going to make sure the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, her old boss's big trade deal that is kind of, well, stuck in Congress, how she is going to make sure that it doesn't go anywhere unless and until it protects American jobs and American workers. Just a guess, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's interesting about that, among many, many things about this election that are interesting, is how a several thousand pages, literally 5 million individual tariff line items long agreement, is how that TPP has become a red-hot issue for both Democrats and Republicans. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
President Obama faced heckling and anti-TPP signs during his speech at the Democratic convention. He's popular, but backs an increasingly unpopular trade deal, which Hillary Clinton once supported and now opposes. I heard the same message far from the conventions, in liberal Portland and the conservative ranch country of eastern Washington.
I coach the team roping, and then we've got calf ropers, goat tie, and barrel racing, and they do the bull riding.
I met rancher Neil Slater at a summer rodeo Bible camp where he volunteers. He's a pro-business Republican, and he's seen the rural West struggle.
I would have to agree with Trump. Free trade is one thing, but fair trade is something different. And the free trade has really hurt us as far as the wheat industry and the cattle industry.
In Portland, I talked to 22-year-old yoga instructor Larissa Jonkis, a diehard Bernie Sanders supporter. She doesn't believe Hillary Clinton's conversion on free trade.
I mean, I'm sure there's good things she could do. I'm just concerned about the bad things, like the TPP.
Now, this left-right alignment isn't unprecedented, says Jeffrey Schott at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
That's just a flashback to 1992 and the NAFTA debate, when Pat Buchanan and others on the right wing of the Republican Party allied with Ralph Nader and others on the left wing of the Democratic Party. Almost the exact same rhetoric.
But now the rhetoric has captured masses of voters in both parties. Partly, says Robert Scott at the Economic Policy Institute, because of NAFTA, which many voters blame for job losses and displacement.
Often we find that we have growing trade deficits with our partners in these deals. They're designed to encourage outsourcing. This also tends to put downward pressure on wages. So it hurts essentially all non-college educated workers.
And says Scott, with a weak economic recovery and an election looming, pretty much the whole country is paying attention to jobs and wages and asking what government has done to make matters worse. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.